Yeah, it's been very good tonight, to be honest. Even we've trained Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday night this week just to get fully prepared. And even tonight you can see the boys, everyone's around for the Sunday. Like, Saturday, we can't wait. We all know how big of a game it is. But, like, to be honest, we're just taking it as a normal game again. We're just going to go out for the next couple of games, try, like we're saying all the time, just win every game. And just see where it takes us, because it's in Waterford's hands to lose, you know what I mean? So it's down to them. We can just do our own job on the pitch.
Yeah. After you beat at Lone, you find out that Waterford dropped points. What was the chat among yourselves after that?
It was good, to be honest, in the dressing room. Obviously, there was a few of the lads on the phone straight away trying to check, you know, it's just natural. And as soon as we knew, we just said, look, that's another few points gone. Hopefully there'll be another few in the running. But as I said, we just keep doing our own thing and just see what happens.
And what do you expect of Cavan Teely this week, like, you know, the head-to-heads this season?
Yeah, it's going to be tough. To be honest, every time we play them, they've always showed up. Like, even the last time we played up there, beating us 2-1, like, that was probably one of our best football games we played all year. Like, we just didn't take our chances that day. So we're hoping for a bit of that Saturday and just take the chances and go and win the game. So, like, at this stage of the season, it's about winning games, getting points, you know what I mean? Like, if we went out Saturday and it wasn't one of our best points performances, but we got 3 points, we'd be delighted. So that's just the way it is now at the moment.
Darren, like, at the start of the season when they changed the fact that there were no playoffs, it could have been over a long time ago. And the fact that you're in this position 3 games to go, like, God, you must be really chomping at the bit.
Yeah, like, it's very frustrating. Like, in the back of the mind, you're thinking we could be getting ready for playoffs there, like, you know, like, which is big for all of us young lads, like, because we want to obviously, like, get up there and try play at the highest level we can. But it's just the way the FA have done it. To be honest, I can't see any way how they've thought of that. Like, but that's just the way it is now, and we got to get on with it.
Yeah, but as I said, like, the fact that it is still in the pot, you know, yeah, Grand Waterford need to slip up, but, like, you put yourselves in a very strong position.
Yeah, yeah. Like, we knew at the start of the year, like, looking at our squad, we knew we could challenge. Like, we'd definitely be up there, and sticking there all year, we'd probably look back at a few performances and think we probably could have been even further on. You know what I mean? We've dropped some points there where we think we could have done better, but we deserve to be up there because we've won our own games. And that's just, like, what the way Waterford could throw it away, and that's just the way it goes now.
You've put in some really big performances, and then you'll come off a really big performance and have a disappointing defeat, but then you've bounced back as well. Like, where is that kind of squad mentality coming from, do you think, this season?
I think it's come down to just the way the managers have drove it into us this year. Just the mental side of the game, it's how big it is, because you could go out and lose one game, but the best thing about football is that straight away you have another game, so you just got to forget about it. So that's just the way we take it. We just take every game as it comes, and when we drop points, we just forget about putting it back in the mind and then just drive on for the next game.
Raleigh and that co-rounder support for St. Coleman's Park Saturday night, it's the second last home game of the season.
Yeah.
How important are they?
Oh, massive. Like, we need everyone to come out as much as they can, because we need the support. You can see how much of a difference it makes. Even last year, towards the end of the year, some of the crowds we were bringing in, we strove us on massively. Like, so we just want everyone to get out if they can and support us.